Justin, first and foremost, congratulations on being the head coach now for the Lady Beaver basketball team. And I know you've got experience with them for a year, at least at the JV level, but what made you decide that maybe this was the time that you wanted to kind of throw your hat in the ring to be a head coach?
Yeah, thanks. Last year, like you were talking about, had a little experience, just my first year, but had a great time under Coach Felker and just learning and growing as a coach myself. So very appreciative of that time. But just a great group of individuals that we have still, losing a couple seniors that were great for us last year. But I think that we still have tremendous talent and a group of individuals here that we can continue to grow with and move forward with for this season. So just kind of looking at what we have program-wise and feeling like, you know, there's a great opportunity here to continue to grow and be successful as a team here and just build upon what we've already kind of established from last year and move forward in the right direction. So just excited for the opportunity first and foremost, but also excited to get to work with this group and see if we can continue to build upon what we did last year. So just the anticipation and excitement surrounding the individuals really is what kind of drove me to take this position.
You've had experience in middle school for a couple of years and then last year at the high school. And so as a coach, you kind of have to transition a little bit from a quicker game. But, you know, and that's got to be kind of exciting to kind of go that next level. Now, all of a sudden, a little bit more to worry about, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a change from the middle school to the high school, not only with the season and gaining a couple months, but also the pace of game. And at the middle school level, I worked with both girls and boys. So just the change in pace with the girls and boys style of play and going from boys, which I did my year before, ended up taking this position, you know, is different just in that change. But honestly, you know, it's been a good transition and just learning each and every year. So I'm excited to learn more this year as well. Just, you know, keeping your eyes open and trying new things and seeing what works, what doesn't work. But, you know, always having that hard work and ethic that, you know, can basically keep the drive in you going and try and just get better every day. So that's what I'm looking forward to most. But it's been good so far. But, you know, taking on the head coaching role, you're going to have a little more on your plate. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I got high expectations.
What kind of style would you like to have with your offense and defense, your style of basketball?
Well, I always say that I want our team to be fun to watch. And if we are fun to watch, that means we're doing everything the right way. I always take pride in starting playing tough defense and doing things the right way on that end, because, you know, if you do the things right on the defensive end, then that can lead to multiple easy opportunities on the offensive end or just allow for the offense to be a little easier and smoother flowing because you aren't pressed to score 65 points a game or have to have shootout games, you know, where you're trying to outscore your opponents. So everything really kind of starts on the defensive end for me, getting everyone on the same page and being able to get easy quick stops or deep into the shot clock that we might have this year, get those tough stops and then get out and go, you know, get a little athleticism on the court and be able to run with that athleticism and just get easy baskets on the offensive end. And even if we do have to set up our offense and, you know, get into it and work a little bit into the shot clock, which could be new this year, I think just being able to get the ball closer to the basket and get those easy opportunities, that's all kind of what it comes down to, is just finding those easy baskets to make the game easy for the girls out there on the court. So really everything starts on the defensive end for me, and play tough defense to start the possession and then in the possession with a tough defense and get out and go. So we want to make everything as easy as possible for the girls here.
A lot of people think that your season kind of starts in November, but it actually starts in the summer. And I know you'll have that time off with the fall sports and whatnot, but what are some things that you're kind of planning to do here when you roll into the summer months?
Yeah, so right now we are still getting things kind of organized, but we are going to be attending a couple of different summer leagues and camps, and have our own camp kind of throughout the summer as well, week long, just for the girls to kind of get in and just, you know, get used to playing with each other again and, you know, not be off of basketball for however many months. So kind of looking forward to that, but also just allowing the girls to have the opportunity to get into the gym throughout the summer and do a little bit of individualistic work and kind of just work on their game a little bit as well, allowing them to be able to grow this summer, because if you're not growing in the summer, you're staying the same. And if you're staying the same, then we're not getting better as a team. So that's kind of what we're looking forward to this summer. It might not be all full out this first year's, you know, kind of got into things a little later than most, but just being able to get some work in and allow the girls to continue to grow and put them in the best position possible for this upcoming year.
What do you want to have, like, when you face opponents, and what's the biggest thing that you want to leave impression on opponents after a ball game?
Biggest thing that I want them to kind of think whenever they get done playing us is, man, that team plays hard and plays the right way. So kind of going back to that, everything starts with the defensive end. If you're going to come out and play with a high energy and fly around and, you know, just try your best to make plays, and I think that everything will take care of itself there. But I want us to kind of be known as like a hard, gritty, you know, fast team that goes out there and just always puts everything on the line and plays to the best of their ability and as hard as they can every night. So just really want to be kind of known for putting our best foot forward and just being able to go out and try our best and play our hardest every night.
Is there a little, maybe as an alum of Scott City, there has to be a little bit of an extra pride factor to this, even though it's on the girls' side, but that's still pretty cool to come coach in your alma mater.
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, kind of a little different on the girls' side, but still looking forward to the opportunity. You know, just having that Scott City across your chest is always something special, and trying to, you know, get the girls to buy into that too, saying, hey, this isn't just a name across your chest, you know, take pride in this town and what has come before you, and then also take pride in being able to build upon what we have now and leave something lasting impression for the people that are here and to come fill the spot after you. So just make sure that you kind of take pride in what you're doing now so that you can look back later and say, you know, I was a part of that tradition that we set, or, you know, I was a part of that team, or we could, you know, do this, this, and this, allowing for that Scott City name to kind of live on. So.